with thanks from the University of West London
and the London School of Film Media and Design.
Greenford High School. Special report.
Welcome to a very special Greenford High School report in the West London University studios, which isn't too shabby if I say so myself.
Not too shabby at all.
I'm Sabrina.
And I'm Sunny, and we're your hosts for today. Over the recent decade, digital media has evolved at such a rapid rate, leaving many adults baffled at the sight of a microwave. From the old days of migraine-inducing dial-up internet to the vanity circus of Snapchat, there are many issues that are associated with new digital media and therefore has impacted different topics in society in various manners.
Now, we've all heard about teenagers being glued to their phone screens, even in class, resulting in annoyed teachers and angry parents. But do the advantages of new digital media outweigh its negatives? Let's kickstart this report and go over to Amrit to discuss the impact of new and digital media on school life and education.
It's Amrit here today, and we're talking to Mr. Bush, who's an assistant head teacher at Greenford High School, and we're here with Abiyomi, who's a student at the same school. Okay, so Mr. Bush, in terms of social media, how do you feel that it's impacted education? We have a lot of concerns regarding student behaviour. How do you feel?
Indeed we do. I feel that we spend a disproportionate amount of our time dealing with issues that arise out of social media. So a lot of these problems don't happen in school. They happen when students are at home. They've got access on their phones to Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever. And a lot of cyberbullying incidents occur, which then escalate. And then when students come into school the next day, we're the ones who have to pick up the pieces. I'm very, very concerned about the impact here. What we should be doing as teachers is spending our time helping students to learn, and we're having to deal with all of these disputes. I don't think I'm being over the top here. I don't think this is a moral panic or a techno panic. I actually think that the internet for schools has become a real menace.
Abiyomi, how do you feel about this idea of social media being a menace to your education?
Well, personally, I wouldn't agree. I think that social media has provided an avenue where students can actually talk to each other over the web and over huge distances, rather than always having to be in the same place, such as the library. Like, now we can discuss some revision techniques over things like Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, or not. And yes, it's like it just makes everything easier, things more accessible. So now we can do stuff like download exam papers and not have to be at school to do that. So yeah, I think it's really been quite beneficial to students right now.
I mean, I don't dispute the benefits, but I think that the disadvantages far outweigh them. And I think in all kinds of ways, students are suffering. You know, you talk about being able to communicate online, but the important thing is to be able to communicate face to face. And I think that students aren't actually able to do that as well as they once were.
Well, that's the thing. I think you have to kind of strike a balance between accessing technology and then talking face to face right now, because this is the technological age, and it's like technology is becoming more emergent. We have to accept it within our society right now. So yeah, sure, things like, or people are going to be talking face to face less, but I think you just have to be able to, you just like strike a balance, yeah. Just do as much of it as possible. So.
I mean, we've banned mobile phones in our school. We feel that they are just too much of a distraction. And, we want to try and teach students skills for the 21st century, of course. But I feel that technology often gets in the way of that.
Abiyomi, as a student, do you think that technology has ever disrupted your attention in lessons?
Well, not really in lessons, because obviously we're not even allowed to access these things. I mean, unless the teacher actually tells us to get your phone or tablet out and go on a website like Kahoot. Like, it doesn't really disrupt us, to be honest, but I guess it depends, going from student to student, really.
Okay, so there we have the teacher and student perspective at dispute for the development of social media on education. Thank you.
Greenford High School. Special report.
Has the use of social media seen an increase of complaints from students about other students, and has there been cases where you've had to take action on it?
There have been a lot more concerns over the use of social media in the last 5-6 years, yes, and it has led to arguments between students.
And have you taken actions on it?
We have had to take action on a number of different occasions by putting different groups of people together and by taking, I don't know what those things are, screenshots, those sorts of silly, annoying things, and then having to talk to students about appropriate use of language on forum that can be seen by a lot of people. And yes, we've had exclusions as a result of.
And do you think this has improved their behaviour?
Has their behaviour changed?
Yes,
the behaviour has changed. I don't know whether or not it's because of the action of, I don't know, excluding or punishing them, or whether or not it's the action of sitting them down with the people that they have upset and offended, and they've been able to discuss and sort it out, with the support and help, obviously, of Sally and Fuad and Angela. Mrs. Zuri does quite a lot, actually. Her e-championy people.
To what extent do you think social media is a distraction for students?
I think it's different. I think it's a change. I don't know if it's a distraction per se. I should imagine it's got strengths and weaknesses. I'm more of a Luddite, so I find it a bit irritating when people are talking to me and on their phone at the same time, but students don't seem to find it irritating, so I suppose it's just a different world, isn't it? As a teacher, they don't use social media in any of my lessons, but then I'm a bit old. I ask them to take their phones out occasionally and look things up, so I like Google stuff, but social media not particularly. I mean, we don't use Instagram, for example. Are students preoccupied with Instagram and Snapchat? Yes. Does it lead to arguments? Yes. But does it lead to witty, funny things coming out? Yes. Does it lead to those nice, interesting memes? Yes, it does. So there are some interesting, funny things that come out, but there are also some irritating things.
Overall, do you think there was a positive or a negative effect on students through social media?
I suppose in balance, I'd say because they use it so much, it's got to be more positive than negative. I suspect that students wouldn't use it quite so much if it was having a negative impact on their lives. So I think that at the moment they sort of perceive that combining that with everything else actually is probably a good thing. So I suppose on balance, it's probably a good thing. It certainly affects their relationships, isn't it? And usually in quite a good way, because you know they're able to engage and talk to many more people than they would otherwise be able to do, and share ideas really quite quickly, almost instantaneously. Actually, it's a very small number of people, and you all use Instagram and Snapchat, I presume. You use Instagram and Snapchat, I presume. Most people do, and it doesn't lead to that many problems. When it does kick off, it seems to kick off big time. You can grab a comment that you probably didn't feel you wanted to make, or you might regret as soon as you've said it, but it's almost too late, it's doing the rounds.
Has the use of social media seen an increase of complaints from students about other students, and has there been cases where you had to take an action on it?
Yes, there has been, with a lot of people making fake conversations about other students, posting them on Twitter, on Instagram. Apparently in Snapchat you can adapt people's names to make it look like it's someone else who's talking. At the beginning of this year we had a couple of students who ended up on 3-day exclusions for posting nasty comments about another girl on Twitter. So they had to be excluded for 3 days. And we have Mrs. Zaria in school who actually works with the cyber mentors and that sort of thing, and has links with cybercrime police officers and those people working at Instagram, Twitter and everything else on how to delete these sort of things so that they don't... When you post something on the internet, even if you delete it from your account, it stays in the internet. So we work closely with people to make sure that doesn't happen.
Do you think this can change, even if you have these sort of people helping out and trying to change it, do you think it can have an effective change?
I think it's very difficult because it's not the people that can make the changes, it's educating young people to be mature enough not to do it in the first place.